Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Matt Schlater. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you, Father Adam.
We're continuing our conversation, but first let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this day. We ask, O Lord, that you keep us always faithful to you, that our eyes may be fixed on Christ this day and all the ways that he is speaking to us, especially through those men and women that he places in our lives this day. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Matt, we've been talking the last couple days about business and kind of living our Christian faith in the business world and really allowing our life in the business world to be formed by our Christian faith. A crucial part of being in the business world, and I would even say of being a Christian, is the exercise of leadership. You know, maybe we could start out, what kind of roles of leadership do you see yourself as involved in?
So I'm married, so I guess my wife and I are the leaders of our family. I run a business with my business partner, Kevin, so I'm in a leadership role there. And then I have a leadership role on the board for Damascus Catholic Mission Campus.
You're also on the committee for the new evangelization
and
for the
most
diocese.
Most prominently, I'm on the committee for the new evangelization with the diocese led by Father Adam.
So we're always very grateful for your leadership, really, in the life of the church.
Thank you.
You're a parishioner of St. John Neumann's, too, is that right?
That's correct,
yeah. So you probably have some roles there as well.
Well, getting my kids to church dressed and willing to be there, behaving in some sort for an hour, is my leadership role at St. John.
Probably the most difficult.
Yeah,
it's like herding cats.
That's right. You know? Sometimes it is.
The there's a lot of talk about leadership in sort of the context of the new evangelization and sort of the emerging renewed Catholic culture in the last couple years, you know, 5 or 6 years, especially in the context of parishes. So we talk about leadership teams in parishes. I think priests are receiving a lot more formation in leadership, both in seminary and then also through other programs. You know, there's Amazing Parish, there's some of these other Father Mallon's program. So there's this emphasis on leadership, and I hear it even among the lay apostolates, this word leadership used. So maybe you could define what leadership is.
So I would define leadership as holiness. I think in its simplest definition, a lot of people have leadership roles. But roles or positions don't really define leadership. I was told by someone that that the definition of leadership is what you see in the rearview mirror, right? Not are people told they work for you or they have to do what you tell them to do, but people want to follow you. And I mean, look at our calendar. It was based off of the greatest leader who ever lived. He changed the very number of the years as we look at them, BC and AD. So the closer we can get to that leader, the better leader will be. And God will establish who's in the rearview mirror, whether it's your kids, whether it's employees. I think a focus on personal holiness is the best way to equip yourself to one day step into an appointment of leadership.
You know, it
may be long-winded, sorry.
No, that's good. It strikes me, the letter of Hebrews says that Christ is the pioneer of the faith. You know, he is this leader that we're all following behind. And so I think to frame it really as it's the role of Christ, you know, Christ is the leader.
Yeah.
But also it's really so then discipleship is so much about leadership because it's following the leader.
Yeah.
And it's also being Christ, being the leader for others in guiding them in the faith. So
I've always looked at my adventure with Christ sort of synonymous with a path up a mountain. And the closer I am to Jesus, the more willing he is to take risks with me, because I won't lose him. You know, he goes off the path. He goes into the trees and into the mountains and over the cliffs and waterfalls because I'm close to him. And I can sense that when I start drifting, when my prayer life becomes stagnant, when my focus is geared in the wrong direction, I can start to feel that distance and my life becomes stagnant. And I can feel that I am not leading in a way that is effective.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today is Matt Schlater. We're talking about leadership as disciples. And Matt, I think, what are some good principles of Christian leadership that you've discovered along the way?
So I think one of the best principles of leadership that I've discovered is, how willing are you to look at yourself? So how willing are you to look in the mirror, not just after the shower and the shave and the hair gel, but how willing are you to take a look at yourself for who you really are, and not just who you think you are, but how others perceive you? How willing are you to take an inventory of how effective are you? How is your behavior? You know, it's an interesting thing that since childhood, most of us aren't told to think before we speak. And how often do we think before we speak? How often do we act before we speak and then regret what we do? So I think the first principle is, get there. Talk yourself into it. Think about it. Get yourself to the point where you're going to say, okay, I'm going to take a hard look at myself. Am I selfish? Am I prideful? Do I act out of fear? Do I avoid people in relationships? Take a hard look at that and say, how can I change?
And from our earlier conversation, of course, you had suggested in the business world is really this daily examine, this sort of looking at ourselves. But to really, you know, to be willing to look thoroughly at ourselves and even the ugly parts.
And that's why we have such a leg up as Catholics with confession, because we were taught from a very early age there is the grace of confession, which is profound and at the heart of the sacrament, God's forgiveness. But there's also just the mere practice of saying the stuff in your life that you're not proud of to someone else, having the guts to do that. Because then you get used to hearing criticism, good criticism. You know, I just heard somebody define a business coach as someone who can speak truth and correction without causing resentment. That's what a confession is,
mm-hmm.
Right? So as Catholics, we have that leg up. As leaders, we have that responsibility to do that outside of the confessional. Find a good mentor who can hold you accountable to what your actions really are.
With this whole idea of kind of really kind of a deeper knowledge of ourselves, which it really does require someone else's perspective to help us.
Absolutely.
With that.
Absolutely, yep.
By
the way, there's a science behind that. Even neuroscience proves that those parts of your brain that are damaged, they heal quicker, right? Those parts of the brain that you don't have a lot of practice using because you've been afraid or something happened, they heal quicker when someone else is involved in the conversation.
The other aspect of leadership, I think, that kind of comes out of this is the confidence of a leader who is aware of their weaknesses, you know, and of their warts and all,
mm-hmm.
Able to continue to move forward.
Yep.
And, you know, with this balance of humility, but also confidence.
Yeah, I think being grounded in the fact that it's just not all about you. This is a big world, and God knows every single person he made just as well as he knows you. And by the way, they're all just as important.
Beautiful. Any kind of final thoughts you might have on leadership?
I think just that God wants us to be leaders in our own very unique and special way. And we can be attentive to that way. When we give that way to Jesus, he seems to take it and make it something that that is very edifying. You know, I think a lot of people regarding leadership look outward. They hear leadership and they think of leaders and they think, well, I'm not one. And that's not the case. I'm not saying everyone is the leader of an organization, but I think if you pause for a moment and look at what God has given you to steward, I think you're probably a lot further along than you think.
Beautiful. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. Give us the courage to follow you as leaders directing others to Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And this has been Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Matt Schlater. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Father Adam.
And until next time, peace and all good.